Thank you for that, and welcome back to the program. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. As always on Fridays, the first hour, we're lucky enough to have our good friend Jan Wall, film critic, Hollywood Insider. How you doing, Jan?
I'm doing good, Rick. We have something interesting today to talk about that may change the way everybody looks at television and movies.
Wow.
It's the strike, the writer's strike, the director's guild strike, all the strikes that are happening. ASCAP,
BMI.
The Actors Guild, SAG, AFTRA. So I'm very active in all that. So I want to talk about what they're striking for and how it directly will affect what you watch.
Well, I can tell you that right now you're listening to AI. Rick's at home. So this is the way of the future. All right, let's bring in our first guest. And it is stage star Sarah Toby Moore talking about the world premiere of Atomic Comic. She wrote it. She's starring in it. A special video guest star, a former guest on this show, Sharon Gless, directed by Sean Owens. It will be opening a week from today in a limited engagement. This will be at Z Space. That's over there on the south side of the city, over there on Florida Street. Sarah, welcome to the show. First of all, I've never met a Sarah Toby. Are you the only one from your Google searches?
I think so, Rick. And really, at this point, nobody calls me Sarah anymore. There's 5 billion Sarahs, so I usually just go by Toby, which is much easier, you know. Hi, Jan. By the way, I love Jan. I've been watching you for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick, I hear you're a genius. Is that true?
According to myself, in that open, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's pretty genius to write and star in your own show. So tell us more, please.
Well, thanks, you guys. I mean, really, the show is, it's a very group effort. I mean, I wrote the script 3 years ago, you know, pre-pandemic, and we had a small run back then, too. We call it a sneak preview. And, you know, I was really lucky that Sharon Gless came onto this project, because talk about a highlight in my career, being able to act with her. And the interesting thing is, she's on film. So I have to act with her live while she's on film, and so I can't miss any lines, you know, like because she's just going to keep going.
But
it's a brilliant performance. Every performance by Sharon Gless is brilliant, and and that's not really an exaggeration. She's a pretty amazing actor, and you know, she just turned 80 years old, which is incredible. Mm. And you know, I'm proud to say that this show, you know, we have an age range in our show from 18 to 80. I mean, everybody is involved in this production, and they're all at the top of their game, and it's an awful lot of fun. It's a very, very entertaining show.
Well, Toby, you've won all these awards, and you have all these grants. You develop a unique character and then take it on these kind of circusy trips. Is that correct, would you say?
Well, yeah. I mean, probably half my career has been spent in the circus as a circus clown, which is, you know, a really interesting career choice. And for me, it was an accident. You know, I didn't have the wherewithal to become an actor, and I wasn't interested in it. I wanted to be a goofball. And so clowning and physical comedy became the focus of my entire life, and it still is. And the thing about Atomic Comic is we call it a human cartoon fantasia. And what I mean by that is it's just highly amplified physical comedy performance. It's really fun to watch. And the thing that we're doing with it that's interesting beyond that is that we're telling a very dark story about going through some really hard times and finding the comedy in it. You know, because I believe in what Mel Brooks said, you know, where he said, honestly, you know, if I cut my finger, that's a tragedy. But if I fall down an open sewer and die, that's a comedy. So so we postmodern clowns of the San Francisco era, we believe in that. That's our mantra, you know, is being able to take all of the stuff that all of us have been through losses in our lives. In the last 3 years, it's been particularly terrible. And I think that more than ever, we need to have comedy like this and high-end amplified human cartoon comedy to tell these stories with us and for us.
What do you think about the fact that Hollywood has basically portrayed clowns as evil? Your thoughts?
Well, they're making money. I mean, that's what Hollywood does. They make money. And so I don't begrudge them that. I think it's one particular trope of clowning, and I think there's so many out there. And part of what my mission statement, my personal mission statement, Rick, is to sort of evolve the idea of what American clowning is, because it's always either been the big, crazy, auguste faces of Ringling Brothers, or you have people like Pennywise, you have these terrible horror clowns, or it's Ronald McDonald or some guy at a birthday party. Now, there's nothing wrong with any of that. Let people make their living, let people make their money, have fun with it, but for my, where I'm sitting, I'm much more interested in clowns that are like Mr. Bean, you know, or Lucille Ball. Lucille Ball, to me, I mean, I grew up watching Carol Burnett, you know, and there was no greater clown than watching Eunice, you know, or any of the characters that she and Tim and Harvey did. So, and then, of course, I love Daffy Duck. We all grew up watching Saturday morning cartoons, and I remember saying to myself, I want to do that, but I'll never survive getting hit by an anvil. So this is what I'm interested in, you know?
it's fascinating how you could be free enough to give yourself the space to be a goofball. I just read, believe it or not, the autobiography of Red Skelton. I found it in a bookstore. And Red Skelton, first of all, was raised by a grandmother who was a madam, and he was raised in a brothel. I mean, he has this really weird background. But being a goofball was his, you know, he was a clown fanatic very early, and being a goofball was his way out of this feeling that all was kind of awful, you know? And it's a very interesting story.
Well, thanks for telling me about that, because I actually knew Red when I worked for Merv Griffin in Atlantic City. I had some golden years in my 20s where I, you know, Merv Griffin had bought, believe it or not, bought a casino from Donald Trump, and I was hired as the sort of resident comic at the time, and I got to do these big review shows where I could be anything from a tap dancing Harpo to creating all my own original characters. So Merv was a wonderful guy, but at the same time, you know, Red Skelton was right down the boardwalk. He was performing at Bally's, and so I could go and see him, and I got to meet him and talk to him, and, you know, he is as lovely a man as everyone ever said he was, although he admits to torturing his poor wife by making her watch his routines over and over and over again, which, of course, I do with all of my family and friends. I'm constantly telling them, look, sit down and just tell me if this is funny, you know?
All right, well, before...
Did you ever work with Quentin Crisp?
Oh, yeah, Quentin and I did a film together. I've had a weird career, you guys. It's been all over the place. But I made a film back in the 90s, and Quentin miraculously was in the phone book, and so I called him up, and he said, I'd love to do a movie with you. And I'm like, you don't even know me. He says, but I will. Meet me at my cafe. So I got to know him, and he did this film with me, and it was beautiful. He was a wonderful man.
Well, before we let you go, as I said, June 30th through July 8th at the Z Space, how do we go online and find out more and get tickets to Atomic Comic?
Well, listen, there are some tickets on Gold Star right now, so I say grab them up because, you know, I want people to come see this, and I know people are sometimes on limited budgets, but the tickets are you know, they're not expensive. Overall, and you can get them at zspace.org, and you just go on zspace's website, and we're right there. It'll pop right up, and we're only doing 5 performances, and this is something that is really unique and highly, wildly entertaining, and people don't want to miss this. It's a tremendous cast, and me and Gless are only a small part of it. There's you know, 5 other people involved, and they're incredible. So.
All right. Well, we got to run. Everybody, make sure to check out Toby Moore at Atomic Comic. Thanks for coming on, Toby.
Thank you
so much, you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Good stuff. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall will be right back with another guest on Sports Byline.